Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It is Saturday the 29th. No, it's not. Sunday the 29th. Sunday the 29th of March 2015, 16 and
20.
Oops, thank you.
Woo! There we go.
Hi, Zubs!
Don't you start from my chair.
Oi! She's
still out looking at you.
Come on, you big hairy Labrador.
We're just having a chilled out afternoon.
Come here.
And I thought I would just do a plain boo because
speak.
I can.
Speak.
And I thought I would make use of my 1 hour jobby.
Come here.
That's the thing. And we're listening to the Automation on Treehouse music.
On Treehouse Radio. Let's get the dogs talking. On Audio Boo.
Millie, speak.
She says, sod off, Dad.
Not you, Zobbelogs.
You know, everyone's right about the front end of a staff. I'm more concerned about her back end of the tail.
Millie, come here.
Bloody hurts.
Come.
And she shoots your leg
with
it. Okay, now it's back on, you can make her speak.
This is the sound the staff makes when you play the drums on it.
I'm sure you're not any staff protection league people.
Yeah, I'm not hurting her. Not by any means. She's lying here, perfectly content.
She's hanging upside down on Tim's lap.
Yeah. She's not actually.
She's lying on her
She's on her back on his lap.
Yeah.
With her legs sprawled. Oh, the
Yeah.
Right. Millie.
And Tim, I just is she going to make love to you?
No.
Don't
put
Millie, that on bloody
in.
Boo.
I'll put it on
mine. I don't care what you put on yours.
Millie, speak.
Bloody one on mine.
Good girl, speak. Speak. Come on, speak. Come on, speak. 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 Good girl, speak. Speak. Good girl.
Come on, you. Go on. Go
Zara, your turn. Speak.
She won't.
Zara, speak. Zara.
I suppose she gets excited enough.
Speak. Zara. Zara!
Oh, no, that's what... Oh, hold on.
Woof!
Millie's got the tune now, so there might be a bit of an orgy.
No, Zara's not bothered.
She's over to you.
She's looking at her, actually, but she's not that bothered.
No, are you going to have an orgy-bargy? Go and punch her. Mm-hmm. Go, big fight.
She's sitting next to me now. That is how she is.
Yeah.
Millie.
Oh, excuse me, live on audio, boo.
Oh, yeah. No, she's more interested in what I'm doing.
Yeah, but mine was real. That sounds like a fart, but it's not.
Every time I stop stroking her, she just swings her head around and nudges me.
Yeah.
Labradoodle.
That was my legs again.
She's not a labradoodle, she's a labretriever.
She's quite a little lab.
Yeah, but she's not a labrador cross. She's not a labrador cross with a poodle. That's what a labradoodle is.
The funniest breed, I think, is a cockapoo.
They do.
I know. But it is funny.
A cocker spaniel with a poodle.
Yeah. I mean, some woman told me that said to me the other day, I've got a cockapoo, and I've already said, what, your husband, anyway.
Cock-a-poo?
Well, he dips his, anyway.
I think it should be a cock-a-doodle.
A cock-a-doodle. God.
Well, a cock-a-doodle would be less. You'd be less able to.
Yes, we know.
Rudify it then.
Rudify. Hello, Millie.
It wouldn't be so easy to.
Hello, Millie.
Cock-a-doodle.
Oh no, hold on, that's not Millie.
No, there's horses here.
The horse is there, Millie's on her bed with the hide thing, I think.
With the hide ring. Whoops! There might be a big fight in a minute. Woohoo!
No, the horse isn't doing anything. She's laying against my leg, actually. Aren't you,
Ziggy Bear? Said, Daddy, you get it for me, Daddy.
Aren't you, Ziggy Bear?
Stop it! Sounds like a hearing aid gone wrong.
Just because she's having a piss.
Hope not.
I forget how loud your dishwasher is compared to mine.
How could you forget? God.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
I don't think he's my own.
Well, if anyone's listening to this, you've done very well to listen to it this far.
Yeah, let's just leave it
going
for the whole hour and see what
happens. Okay.
Yeah.
It probably won't upload though, because they take so long now.
It'll take a while, but it will upload.
I've done 60 minutes, has it not uploaded? Oh, that's drippy tea. Afternoon at the Madhouse,
aka Darren's place. God. You like the supper
Excuse me. Don't fart on it.
Of course, that's me leaning back in my chair.
I thought you were about to do a big fart on my audio.
No, I can't do any summer lightning specials.
Oh, why not?
Oh, that was so funny.
Because I haven't got any summer lightning.
But you don't remember it, Tim, do you?
Yeah, vaguely. Now that go back to it, I think I do.
God.
Yes.
Apparently my other half decided to have a bit too much to drink.
We both did, I think, that night. And
he had a little bit of excess wind.
I did a rather loud cheek slapper. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning. We'd come back, obviously, from... We used to go to this Merton Sports and Social Club, but they used to have do's every week in the Guardian.
It wasn't a do, it was just a...
weekly get-together.
A bar, yeah, just a bar
And get slaughtered session.
Oh, God.
Or just a drinky session, yeah.
Yeah, and we used to drink this beer called Summer Lightning, and I love Summer Lightning. I've not had it for quite a while.
It's good stuff.
It is. And you can certainly see why they call it Summer Lightning.
Yeah, more like Summer Thunder. afterwards.
They used to go to a pub that perhaps I should make them believe is my pub.
Oh, the Sultan. Yeah. Not far from where I used to live.
Didn't they make that themselves?
Make what themselves?
A Summer Lightning.
No, they must have brought it.
No, it was bought. No, because Summer Lightning is a Young's beer.
Oh, is it? Oh, so I could get it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, might be able to, Tim. Right, go on, carry on, I interrupted you.
Five in the morning. Slightly sozzled.
Yeah, well, slightly the worst.
We probably had a kebab that night.
Slightly the worst for about 9 pints.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
9 pints?
Well, maybe 5 or 6, but yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure if I had a mini pin or a poly pin that night, something like that.
Oh my God.
And mini pin was 18 pints, poly pin was 36.
Well, there was all of us drinking it, so I probably had to... I think they usually got poly pins.
Yeah, I know, because in the end, there was a few situations whereby it was a toss-up between who would take home the remainder, and I usually won the toss.
But yeah. How?
Because it was doing its little...
But how did you win?
Well, just people would say, who wants to take it? And I said, I'll take it, and I used to pay for the amount of pints it was.
Oh, I see.
Because what used to happen was someone like Eileen, who's now dead, bless her, would go to the Sultan, pick up the beer, pay for it out of their own money, and bring it to the Guardian Centre.
What, and then the Guardian Centre would get the proceeds?
No, we would buy a pint, and basically we would work out, a polypin was, I can't remember how much a polypin was now, but...
36 pints, so you're looking at 50 quid.
Well, basically, we used to divide...
Something like that.
Well, basically, we used to just divide the total by how many pints it was, and then we charged that much for a pint. So whoever bought it got their money back.
Yeah.
That's
so what did the Guardian Centre get out of it?
Well, if you were drinking Summer Lightning, nothing.
Wow. Yeah.
Which pissed them off no end.
Oh, but it did.
Oh, it did. But then again, we never stopped anybody from drinking, like...
beers. But I bet everyone was after the Summer Lightning.
Most people were, because everyone loved it.
Yeah, it was a good beer.
You know, that would always go first.
God, yeah, that and a kebab was a bloody explosive combination.
It was.
Oh my God.
So anyway.
But we used to, I'm sure we used to eat before we went, Naz. Your dad used to do sausage and chips or something.
Well, a lot of people probably eat after, but yeah. Darren probably did.
Oh, well, the thing is, if you've had a good session at the pub.
I'm getting educated here.
If you've had a good sesh at the pub,
yeah.
Then sometimes there's nothing like a kebab afterwards.
I don't remember if we ever did have a kebab afterwards. How do we get back? Did your dad pick us up?
From the Guardian Centre, probably.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
About 11 o'clock at night.
Usually he would, yeah.
But he would have been working on the Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
Is it Tuesday? Yeah.
Because you lot would have gone to the Guardian Centre.
Actually, it was more like 10 o'clock. It wasn't that late.
Nah, it was about 11.
Was it?
Yeah. Because I said to Dad, I said, if you want to turn up at 10 o'clock, you can do, but I'm staying till closing time.
Oh, God. Well, maybe he came in and joined
in. I think he was like half 10.
Well, sometimes he did, actually. Sometimes
I never saw him do it when I was there.
Well, no, but there was a few times he used to come in and get chained to Richard and have a Coke or something. Look, I watched Andy.
Yeah, because Richard used to go, didn't he? And he was staff.
Yeah, and he used to ride to and from on his bicycle.
So, Richard, if you're listening, get in touch with Darren.
Then there was Dave Langdon, who was a good laugh.
David Langdon, yeah.
I recognise that name, but I don't know them.
He's on my Facebook.
You ever talked to him?
I haven't spoke to Dave Langdon in a long
time. So, Dave, you get in touch as well.
You live in Australia now.
Oh.
You're shitting me.
No.
What about what's Richard's other name?
James.
Yeah, because haven't heard from him, have you, for a while?
Who was the other one that used to work behind the bar, Daz?
Eileen.
Eileen did.
Eileen and.
Then there's Bob.
Yeah.
Who had Bayford, the dog.
Yeah.
We used to keep the spent pins, and that used to be his toy. We used to end up throwing them for him.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
We used to lob it down.
Pins, you mean?
Basically a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's
with
like
a bag in it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And a bag of, like, you know, you can get a box of wine.
Yeah. Oh, right, with the tap. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same principle, basically.
Oh, okay.
It's the same principle.
Yeah, but Darren, that wouldn't be that difficult to carry from up from there to here.
You wouldn't really want to.
Well, I don't mind. If he likes it.
No, it's not that so. Once you've opened, because it's a living beer.
Well, I'm sure you know, if you had a party, say, you know, with Tim and
if you had a party,
few other people.
I could go through it. 9 pints.
If you
got a mini.
If you had a few people round. Then a mini pin or a poly pin would be great. But
yeah, but 18 pints wouldn't be that many. If you think about it, it's just a pint of glass.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
A pint of glass?
Pint glass.
But to be honest with you...
I drank a pint last night.
Black. Yeah, you did.
You can do the tap up so it doesn't, nothing comes out, but it's not airtight.
No.
So it will go off pretty quick.
Yeah, but it probably lasts about a week.
Less than that.
It's beer, Daz. I mean, my ginger beer is all right.
Yeah, but we're talking about living beer.
Yeah, but I don't.
Real ale.
I don't think it would go off that quick.
Yeah, it would. Trust me.
Nah. Anybody on audio, Boo? Do you know how long a real ale lasts for?
So anyway, getting back to this story.
Yeah.
What story?
Oh yeah,
we've
right.
Come back home. Gone a bit.
And we're both farting even that time of day. Lying in bed and went...
Yeah. Well, some lighting just had that effect anyway.
Shit, yeah.
Well, gave you lots
you
of wind.
You didn't need a kebab.
Yeah.
Gave you wind.
Yeah, it does.
Colossal wind.
Oh, God.
So, next morning, about 5 o'clock. Now, bearing in mind, my bedroom was at one end of the house.
Hang on, let me just make sure this is actually recording. After all that.
Quarter time remaining. 45 minutes. Pause recording.
Yeah, still is, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, my bedroom was at one end of the house. Mum and Dad was at the other end, but we never shut the doors.
But there wasn't much difference between them. It was only like the landing.
I was going to say, there's not much.
With the doors to the bathroom and the
toilet were there.
And the toilet between, the, between you.
So and there was a cupboard, distance. Wasn't there?
Yeah.
There was an airing cupboard as well.
The airing cupboard was in the bathroom.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was, because there's a cupboard
There was a cupboard between the bedrooms.
Yeah, that had other stuff in it. I can't remember now what that had.
Yeah, it used to have things like my airbed and stuff in it. Yeah. Not my airbed, but the airbed.
It was an odds and odds cupboard. But,
Because I remember that from David and Margaret's place. Because I've never been to your actual house.
Oh, no, of course, but David and Margaret's was identical.
So. Yeah, David and Margaret, they've actually ripped all that out.
Really?
Yeah. And made the bathroom and toilet and what?
And it's nice.
Really?
Yeah, they've done a really nice job.
And they've
with it.
Done nice things to the bedrooms as well, haven't they? I think. But I don't know.
No, I've not been in the bedrooms.
But you went in the bathroom.
Yeah. So, about 5 a.m, I was awake, obviously, and I did this almighty cheek slapper.
But you must have just woken up. Yeah, it went. What made you wake up?
I don't know, really.
So it went, go on.
Literally.
Just 3 big bangs.
Yeah, and. Dad's got up out of bed, legged it downstairs, opened the front door, unlocked the front door, opened it, and he's going, hello, hello?
And that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, why would somebody think there was somebody there at 5 a.m?
Darren's bedroom was over the front of the house, so.
Yeah, my bedroom was over the front of the house, and Mum does were at the back.
I think the reason he thought it was the door was that Darren's mattress was on a wooden divan.
Yeah,
the one with the drawers underneath and the wood platform with the mattress on it.
Yeah.
And so when he farts, it used to bounce through the wood.
It sort of amplified the sound a wee bit.
Yeah,
it's
like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. And so Dad's come and he's going upstairs. I said, what are you bloody doing down there? And he said, well, so I knocked on the door. And he said, what do you mean? I never heard anything. And he said, well, how many times did it knock? I said, 3 times. He said, that was me farting.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, bloody hell. So, yes.
That's funny.
No, it was. But yeah, no, it's something like it's a nice beer.
It was a lovely beer.
I wish you could get a hold of it now. I mean, I'd love to.
Yeah,
well,
you can, can't you?
Well, I mean, like...
I can get it through Tesco. I'm going to try my Tesco app.
Oh, yeah, I should have looked on there.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's just... You wouldn't want to buy it in a pin, because...
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, like I say, it's a living beer.
Yeah.
So you would want to buy it in a sealed...
bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Tins or...
No, I will go tins. I will never have tins. I don't like tinny beers.
They probably wouldn't do them in cans, do they?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, you can buy them. Well, you used to be able to buy them through the bottle.
Well, there you go. I'll go and buy a bottle.
But,
you won't be impressed if I like to.
Lightning.
I'd probably come up with something else.
Nothing. Maybe I could try Young Summer Lightning.
Why don't you search for Young's beer?
You don't know what they're typing in. You don't know what he's putting in.
That's why I don't use dictation. Because it does my little head in. Mind you, I don't really need to. I can just type.
LIGHTNING.
I thought it was EN.
Maybe it is. Right.
Nope.
But, that is a shame. Why don't you look for Young's beer and see what comes up?
Well, Young's is a brewery.
Yeah, but...
Young's beer.
Nothing. Why has it come out with fish?
Because it's the Young's chip shop.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what you wanted.
Right.
Y-O-U. U-N-G. Pineapple and allergy.
Maybe it's apostrophe, yes.
Gastro? How do you make it do that?
Well,
I'll tell you about the product.
Just tap on the product.
I tried to do that on my phone and it didn't do it.
Oh, tap on the actual title.
Well, yeah, you do. I do on the title, but that's product, isn't it? So you tap on that. So I tried to do that and it wouldn't tell me. Yeah, that. How did you do that? Why is it showing you dentist sticks on Young's? That's weird, search. Okay, I'm going to pause for a minute because I've got things to do that you don't really need to hear. No, don't have a fart or a... I can't stop. Okay, well, when I stopped my boo the last time, I had a bit of a pause. It's now after 10 o'clock. The boys are listening to some comedy. We have been listening to Treehouse and the school playground. It was a great lot of laughs. We had Chinese for tea, which was nice. I had special chianmai, which had a bit of everything in it. I didn't realise how big it was. I managed to eat it, but I couldn't eat anything else. So it's just been a nice, relaxing, chilled out day. Millie, the staff, is snoring beside me, which you may be able to hear her. Actually, you can't hear it because there's too much other music. Too much other noise going on. Not much else planned this week. Just off home. Tomorrow, back to work. Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And then Thursday, Darren and I are off to Birmingham to see Kaz, which we're looking forward to. What else? That's about it. Hopefully I won't get into trouble with copyright for having this on my audio bee, but I shouldn't do. Yeah, I know, but I might get in trouble for broadcasting it. Whoops.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, you're watching it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that. But it was on something you had.
No.
I had special embassy chow mein for tea, and Darren had lots of food, as usual. Tim had a nice amount of food, and the dogs had fresh air pie. Didn't you, Mill? Yeah. Oh dear, Darren's off.
He's been off for years. Yep.
Had a fun. E-R-E-I-O. Oh my God almighty. And on this farm he had some chicks. Anyway, I am going to pause this because I need to go for a little tiddle in the ladies. And I'm sure you don't want this on my boo, so I'll be back in a minute. Okay, you know I'm going to publish this boo because I don't know what else I'm going to put on here. And I don't really think I'm going to record the sketches they're listening to. So I will wish you all a pleasant evening, pleasant day, or whatever it is, in your neck of the woods. Thanks for taking the time to listen to my audio boo if you've gotten this far. And I will catch you soon again in Audio Boom Land. Take care. Bye-bye.
34 minutes. Pause recording.